Thank you for the pause.
It's a bit like Callie and Terry. Why don't you just come on over here and starve with the rest of us? Well, now, wouldn't that be right? I believe that Commander Soltec will be right on his toes if his scribe's feet are going to get pretty wet. Well, he may let it get up to her mouth, but... that was to get even with him at the last radio station. Progress.
I walked right into that one.
It's a glorious time. It's a glorious road. And you're loving it. There's pain and there's hurt as you try to sort through these little things that impact you. But if you hold the dream, there is no way, no way. If you hold it within the light of God, there is no way these things that are needed will not come to pass. You can only turn them away by your own denial of them. You are on the side that creates. Use it. Use it. Reach up through it and create. You don't have to continue to use that which is old and used and that has already come into the command of the adversary. And the adversary started at the beginning just exactly like you did. But you went to sleep and they never lost sight of their journey. And now you're into genetic and DNA alterations. You are into total programming. Waco, Texas, Branch Davidians is nothing but a branch of the mind-washing program set up by the KGB and the Mossad, infiltrating into the CIA, and it is only a portion of what is called MKULTRA, MK Ultra. It is a mind-washing programming CIA operation. Don't miss the lessons that we're bringing you these days. These things are going to allow you to understand what's going on and allow you to prevent your own brain from being wiped away. Big news today, precious ones. One part, they said on this nice news program of Clinton's that will be put into operation, will be approved, although they will not give him quite as many billions of dollars to do it. That is your child immunization program. They can do it two ways. They can genetically alter your child, or they can insert a microchip. They were just inserting microdots. This is where you're going to find your Giambrianos are all that's going to really save your assets. And yet I need to say something about that. Continually we get calls and letters. I had this cold. Why did I get this cold? And I took my Giambriana. Well, good grief. Read your instructions. It's not an antibiotic. And I can't really advise you to go grow mold so that you can have the antibiotic when I can't even get the developer to spend time working on the mold. And he comes back to me and says, I was so disappointed. We put sputum, we did this, we did that, and it didn't kill anything. The Andriana is not a death ray. It is a life cell. You have to do your own work. You have to bring your own immune system up to perfection or even a little bit better. You're going to be overwhelmed by these things. Anything hitting you as hard as they're going to be throwing things at you, some of you will die from it. The point is to overwhelm you. And yet you will be able to see that as you move along in this journey, it's going to be all right. You're going to find the masses that is intended for annihilation. They are not even going to look at your product. They are programmed beings. They have been separated from their soul. The soul can no longer reach through into the consciousness, and it will finally take its leave. Well, this isn't the happy subject, Commander. Well, there aren't a lot of happy subjects. This is the most glorious subject that you could ever hear, because you cannot get the masses through. Each individual one of the masses must get himself through. Well, that seems a little selfish. Get selfish, because when you are selfish, you will get on the right track, and that will rub off on your brother. He will get onto the right track. And you don't have to do a big selling job. And you don't need flashy spacecraft. And that's another thing that's going to hurt your heart. To find out that all the abductions, all of those wonderful things are all BS. Yes. I said so early on. God doesn't go around snatching people, and we come as the hosts of God. I told you the very first meeting we had, you don't have any little enemies running around out there unless you are on the adversary's team, and then you've got a big whopping enemy. But even then, we don't fight that way. I'm not interested in annihilating a bunch of beings, soulless or souled. I come with my command as the host of God to retrieve and reclaim that which is God's. Well, with God, for goodness sakes, there's old Walkin' Tonka. There's old Babaji. There was even a pretty great teacher called Buddha. But he didn't even claim to be God. He claimed to be a teacher, just as did Desu. Well, does that mean we're all going to hop off to the Pleiades? Maybe, maybe not. Doesn't look like it'll be too crowded, does it? But don't you understand? It doesn't matter. It matters for the one. Because ultimately, it's all one. And all those other ones will be given into an opportunity to reclaim and restructure. Now we talk about lifespan. Oh, well, how wonderful if we could just live forever. No, it wouldn't be. You get bored before you're 20 years old. Each given segment of experience in a physical form is a major period of, quote, time for you to experience. And if you haven't learned it by the time you're 100 years old, you ain't gonna. Now, if the average span moved into 150 years old, or 200 years old, etc., you would have something greater to measure by. Maybe you could have between 120 and 130 to get it.
Well, there's the Millers. They forgot to set their clock.
The lifespan is measured for a given experience, a level of growth. And most of you ones who seem to be so active, you say, well, why didn't I start at 15 or 25? Why didn't you give me the unfolding so that I could serve? You were. You were growing into your purpose. So that by the time you could fulfill your purpose, you would have the background knowledge and the experience upon which to rest your own comfort. Because it's very hard, especially for Dharma, Kali, these ones who are supposed to be writing for us, to open up their hearts and believe that I'm receiving, because I'm not worthy. I did never do anything. Why did you pick on me? Well, you have to see it all to understand. And you have to understand some of it to realize why we are patient in your hard times and impatient with you, with a foot to the rear at other times. But until you learn to hear for selves, you need to hear from the teachers. And that's all we are, our guides. Not some hotshot sent down to get attention and play the lead role in the movie. We're not here to do magic tricks. We are the guides to see you through a time of tribulation, if you will walk with us. And I know that my subject material gets very dreary, because I know what you ones like to hear. You like to hear the shake, rattle, and roll, and when's it going to happen, and you are in real bad trouble. Soul Tech gets in trouble a lot. My God, it hadn't fallen off yet. I'm glad it's in his lap, because son of a gun, I got tired of that. I got to the point where my own scribe is up there, well, I am so angry at you. California didn't vanish last night. You're going to make me look like a fool again. You ones have trouble settling down and saying, thank you, God, for one more day. We need another day. We need another week. We need another month. We need another year. And it will work out to total perfection. But the New World Order is ahead of schedule. They're not having very much stand in the way. And pretty soon, after this year, probably there isn't anything big enough to stand in their way. And you will be shocked at who is a part of this New World Order. But you're also going to be equally shocked and terrified when you realize who the big two are. It looks like a whole bunch, but they're only two. And not necessarily the one on God's side. But an awful lot of things can take place out there, and you can still do your job. I'll tell you one thing about this you ought to look at. and that's California. I told you there would be hundreds of miles to the nearest mainland. You've got to be self-sufficient. And I hear you, well, you just get us some money and we'll be. We'll see, won't we? Maybe you'll learn to eat gold. Out of Arizona, precious ones, there are some ones who know how to alchemize gold. They're putting it on the market. I love it. It just messes up everything. We also told you that you will be able to make gold, and gold won't be worth a damn to you. But right now it would be, for the value of what you can do with it. Not to have it. It is worthless. Like everything else, it's virtually worthless. Except that it makes a very good conductor of electricity. And you can string it very finite wires, very, very tiny, infinitely tiny, and carry extremely high electrical passage. These are the things that we are eager to get on with. But I believe you can see in this New World Order that we're just barely creeping through with Gyandriana. You have to understand a little bit about what's happening to you. And you have to understand that you are under the magnifying glass. You're under surveillance all the time. So the moment that we start tinkering with wonderful little black boxes and cute little trinkets, you're going to be stopped. And they're not nice when they stop you. Do we need to introduce babies or anything before we go on?
No.
Well, I see our little boy didn't come.
No, he's with Grandpa and Grandma. They made it.
Ah, where did they go? And you ones who have not seen Robin lately, she's growing into a beautiful little girl. Look at these children. That's your promise. Those are your promises. These are little soul beings, and God will not turn from them. And yet, every one of you will note your families, your own children, turning away from you, being as manipulated as anything could possibly be in this world. They have robotized an awful lot of your very closest ones. And that's to punish you. So at times, precious ones, you're going to have to just go within and release it and hold your course.
There is a question when you're ready.
I am always ready, Bart.
Okay. Trenton was prepared.
Do we have the mic?
Raise a question.
They won't be able to hear his question.
Trenton was prepared to make a question, but he could not be here.
Well, can you ask it?
I could. The question might be best put by Court Christie and Ed Young and Gene Smith, all three of whom have have indicated that we might as well all be singing Amazing Grace. And that's about the best way I can put that message.
Well, I know it.
If you open your song at 2:36.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Is that enough or do we go on?
I have one copy of the song in a book that I am unprepared to read. But it has occurred to me more than once that some of these songs would be good for us to sing, even here. And while I am unprepared to do it, had Ed Young brought his organ, as demonstrated yesterday, it could be done very well. And I can't think of very many better ways to handle the Spirit.
There aren't. But unfortunately, we're not qualified as a church, and my goodness, if we started singing, they'd probably call us a cult.
We will overcome greater obstacles than that. Anyway, at your discretion.
Must be 1:30.
Yes, it is 1:30.
Start over.
I don't think anybody out there in this whole world understands what I have to put up with.
Maybe they got a break.
Somebody read Soltek's last writing so I could pick at him.
Well, since Mr. Young isn't here, I'll have to do it.
Boy, wait till we get through with him and his clock.
It is 1.5 hours after high noon at this time.
Thursday, April 1, 1993. Good evening. Tonio Soltek, present.
Now, I would suggest that Tonio speak up if he has anything to say, because I'm going to introduce him in a minute, and he's stuck with it anyway, along with Bart.
He's going to have a tough time sticking Bart.
That's true. Tonio Soltek, present, ever in the light of the one true holy God of light. We are well pleased to have the opportunity once again to share with all who will but hear and see the truth as it continues to be presented. Now in the new paper, Contact. The title is very fitting, would you not say? The mission, however, continues, although it has entered a new phase. No, the sorting and sifting has not ceased, and it shall continue for yet a short while. There will still be some who will choose not to participate, and other new faces will appear upon the scene. It is all a part of the cycle of growth in which we all have a role in some manner or another, realized or not. You who have stayed the course are growing stronger daily, and it is important at this time that the cohesiveness of thought and goal be maintained, for your strength is viewed by the adversary as a most dangerous weapon, one to be dealt with. That is why it is more important now than ever before that all who are a part of this mission stay alert and not allow the shields to fall down or become weakened. This new phase will no doubt bring about yet more adversity, though it will most likely be quite subtle in nature. Therefore, keep your eyes and ears alert earthquakes, etc. Last week, your Pacific Northwest region experienced a 5.7 earthquake in Oregon. This left many people in the region quite shaken, pun intended, and caught completely off guard. This week, you had an earthquake, albeit rather small, in Nebraska, also an area not accustomed to such activity from Mother Earth, although in your month of February, there was also a small shaking in that place. There have been even reports of small tremors in such places as Idaho, Utah, and New Jersey. Alaska has been exhibiting a renewed round of activity, although in this area, most people are not overly concerned because earthquakes are quite commonplace there. However, in this case, they might want to reconsider due to the amount of activity. These quakes have been widespread from the north to the south and many places in between, including the Aleutian Chain. There has also been some activity in the area of Long Valley Caldera, which lies near the California-Nevada border. We have addressed this particular site previously, but due to the recent activity, it might serve you well to refresh memories a bit. This is the site of what was once thought to be a dormant volcano. However, in your recent past, it has been showing signs of possible reactivation as the caldera floors were discovered to be doming upward, indicating the building of magma below. This doming process began around 1980, and the rate of uplift accelerated over a two-year period and was accompanied by swarms of earthquakes in the area. There are also several faults in this area which are associated with the volcano, the Laurel Convict Fault, the Hilton Creek Fault, Silver Lake Fault, etc. The volcano and faults are all within a five-mile radius of Mammoth Lake, which are the reasons for the swarms of earthquakes that seem to plague the Mammoth Lake region. The entire area is marked by old volcanic craters from the previous activity there, some 700,000 years past. With all the little shakers and tremors that have been occurring recently, this old sleeping giant just could rumble back to life again.
I want to interrupt. In fact, I'm going to interrupt. I want you to hold something in your heart while you listen to this. This gentleman is talking to you about California, isn't he? Cali doesn't live in California. You see, this is a prime complaint that ones have in writing to us. Well, you write about California all the time just because your speaker's there and therefore we can't believe you. You have to understand that the Western United States is a focus. Whether we like it or we don't like it, California is a focus. Whether we like it or don't like the area, Tehachapi is a focus. One say, all right, then we're all going to come to Tehachapi. I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really shaken. And yet I believe that we can hold it to somewhere in the neighborhood of a 3.7. Don't believe that we'll get above a 4 point here. We're working at it constantly. You will also notice that the adversary is working at it constantly. Sometimes you're practically blasted out of your houses. In fact, sometimes the bombardment is as heavy as it's going to be in the earthquake. That does not mean that it's a safe place. You have a couple of other things that have happened that you may as well face. It will come back to you, you who have lived in this community for a while. It is the most corrupt area, certainly in the county. And as corrupt in Kern County as in any county in California. California is more corrupt politically than just about any state. Nebraska, that he just spoke about shaking and rattling, seems like a nice little place. You hardly ever hear about Nebraska, do you? one of the largest child snuff pornography rings involving George Bush comes right out of Nebraska, outside Omaha. And you have to hear about it in detail through, via, ones daring enough in Australia. And you're going to have a contact full of it. Don't miss it. It will turn your stomach, but it will also turn your minds. And it's what will give you your information that you cannot just roll it over. And everything will be perfect. And you have to remember